Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
If you're Micheál Martin, you wouldn't want to read the papers this morning because it's all bad news for him about Fianna Fáil. Every single front page is about Fianna Fáil strife and talk of heaves and all that. So we'll begin with the Irish Examiner. Fianna Fáil strife amid push for urgent meeting. Further pressure has been piled on Taoiseach Micheál Martin as three of Fianna Fáil's youngest TDs issued a warning shot about the direction of the party. And then another three members demanded a showdown meeting of TDs and senators. And the Examiner says that it has been told by Fianna Fáil TDs that there's more appetite than ever for a change of Fianna Fáil leadership. And we had this letter from the youngest members of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party saying that the social contract is at breaking point. I think a lot of people, when they heard that, kind of scratched their heads wondering what social contract even means. But they got the point that the Fianna Fáil young members ain't happy. Irish Daily Mail, Fianna Fáil young guns warning shot. Trio of young TDs release blistering letter attacking Fianna Fáil to test the waters on appetite to replace Martin as leader. So the Mail says insiders telling it that the reason the letter was written is to test the waters to see does anyone want to do a heave against Micheál. So that paper saying again pressure mounting on Micheál Martin's leadership. Irish Independent, Fianna Fáil TDs seek leader for a heave against Martin. Micheál Martin's leadership again under pressure with a group of Fianna Fáil TDs and now approaching senior ministers about a possible change. Allegedly, apparently, the senior ministers being sounded out are Dara Cailleary, Dara O'Brien and Jim O'Callaghan to see if any of them want to do a heave against Micheál Martin or at least support a no-confidence motion in him. And then we have the Irish Times, Taoiseach facing renewed Fianna Fáil backbench pressure in the wake of a destabilising week of protest and resignations of the Healy Rays as well. Not ideal for Micheál Martin that he's in Berlin today, where he's meeting the German Chancellor, because what's going to happen is all the gossips will be around Leinster House chatting in corners and he won't be able to have his say because he is in Berlin. And then if that wasn't bad enough, we have on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, you haven't a rashers, Micheál, which is a totally different story, but also to do with the Taoiseach. This is about the conditions in Dublin City Centre in the council flats. Mary Lou MacDonald saying conditions in Dublin City Council flats were like in Strumpet City, which is the poverty-stricken Dublin tenement show that people may remember. And the character there, Rashers Tierney, played by David Kelly. So the Mirror says, you haven't a Rashers, Micheál. What else have we? The Irish Sun doesn't go with Micheál Martin on the front page as its main story. Instead, it goes with Katie Taylor. And Katie's fists of fury, her dad, Pete, has slammed plans to have her fight on a Croke Park undercard featuring Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. Pete says that would be an insult to put Katie on the undercard and she should be given top billing. I thought I heard that the Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua fight wasn't going to be in Croke Park. But anyway, there's talks tomorrow between the promoters and Croke Park about this. And Katie wants her last ever fight to take place in Croke Park this year. So we'll see what happens with those talks tomorrow. Your man Eddie Hearn coming over and he's never short of a soundbite. Inside the papers, I was driving up this morning and I saw some petrol stations or filling stations have diesel at 1.99. So we're now under the 200 cent a litre mark. However, in the Examiner, diesel could reach €4 a litre by the end of the year, according to experts, who also say that oil prices won't return to pre-war levels until 2027 and gas prices won't go back to normal until 2028. Oliver Brown is a lecturer in accounting in UCC and says that the government cannot protect against market increases in fuel prices indefinitely. And essentially, we could see €4 a litre for diesel by the end of the year. I heard in Washington some experts saying, because it's $4 or $5 for a gallon of gas, as they call it over there. And some expert was saying, soon you'll be crying out for the days that it was $4 or $5 a gallon. So it looks like gas prices not changing anytime soon. Staying with that story in the Irish Times, a well-known coach operator is pulling out of 13 school bus runs because of the cost of fuel and tax on fuel, which he says is crippling his business. This is Paddy Kennelly of Kennelly Coach Hire in Limerick. And he says, I'm not going to go bankrupt to cover school runs for Bus Éireann or anyone. So 13 school bus routes now being cancelled. He says, I feel sorry for our kids using the service, but this is now a race to the bottom and I won't be working like that. He says, it's heartbreaking. I'm driving children all my life. My father before me, I even drive a lot of children with special needs and autistic children who don't like change. They like to see the same bus driver. He's mad about the kids, but he said he can't afford to do this, essentially. And he says his father, who operated the school bus service 43 years ago, would also have made the same decision. So that's the real world impact of the crisis. In the Mail, staying with transport, Irish Rail is going to increase security on trains because of drug use, indecent exposure, racial abuse, physical violence and drunken behaviour. We had 1,150 incidents sent to the company's antisocial behaviour text line last year. However, Irish Rail was unable to respond to a significant number because security teams were unavailable or on a break at the time. So now Irish Rail is going to increase security. Some of the texts that were sent to the text line include passengers reporting other passengers showing around knives in the carriage and shooting up in the carriage. So quite serious stuff going on there. Ireland's favourite sports person has been revealed. This is in the Mirror. It's not Rory McIlroy. It's Troy Parrott. Troy Parrott, obviously the hero for his World Cup qualifying skills against Portugal and Hungary, are still fresh in the minds of fans because he is number one. He's our most favourite male sports star, according to a new study, followed by Rory McIlroy. Katie Taylor is Ireland's most popular sports star as well, I presume female sports star, and Troy Parrott. Now, I think this was before Rory McIlroy won the Masters again. But anyway, Troy beating him so far. Interesting to see what happens in the next survey. Back to the cost of living. There's a survey in The Eye talking about how people are adjusting the way that they save on everyday purchases. So more and more people are using discount codes or cashback offers. 47% of people now using discount codes. Also, people are checking reviews now before buying anything. That comes in second. Also, making coffee at home rather than buying in a cafe, walking or cycling, making meals which use the same ingredients, and batch cooking are some of the ways we're becoming smart savers. And finally, in The Sun, sales of space-related toys have shot up, all because of that moon mission. They reckon now these are going to be the top Christmas toys in demand this year. Lego is among the items that have been in demand. Sales of the Lego Technic NASA Artemis Space Launch System Rocket, that's the name of it, sales of it increased 320% last week because of the moon mission. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.